For decades, Boeing ruled the skies, building a reputation on safety and innovation. But in 2019, the company was hit with a wave of catastrophic incidents that sent the stock plummeting by 65%, wiping out $200 billion in market cap. Safety issues suddenly appeared, from doors flying off, tires falling off, and even planes going into freefall. Internal warnings were ignored, and investigations revealed shocking failures at Boeing. But recent revelations paint an even darker picture. Here's how Boeing's reign came crashing down. On January 5th, a door plug on a Boeing 737 detached. The plane was 16,000 feet in the air with a massive hole in the side, causing sudden, severe turbulence. The pilots thankfully were able to make an emergency landing. No passengers were killed, though some were injured. What no one realized at the time was that this was only a glimpse of the terrifying incidents that were about to unfold. Just 2 weeks later, an Atlas Air Boeing 747-8F experienced a disaster. Passengers watched in horror as the engine began shooting flames. Luckily, this occurred shortly after takeoff, so the plane could be landed. But the increasing frequency of these incidents pointed to something much more sinister at Boeing. And these are just some of the terrifying airline incidents that unfolded throughout 2024. On February 6th, as a Boeing 737 MAX 8 tried to land, the pilots noticed something strange. The rudder pedals, which steer the plane, weren't moving. As the tires hit the runway, the pilots couldn't steer the plane and keep it on track. The pedals were stuck in neutral. The captain was forced to steer with the nose wheel, and was able to safely steer the plane off the runway. No one was injured, but things could have easily been much worse.
The aircraft is just 4 years old, with its initial test flight taking place on February 7th, 2020. The jet then sat idle for years until being delivered to the Star Alliance carrier on February 20th, 2023.
This wasn't some old plane with poor maintenance. This was one of Boeing's newest, which had been manufactured very recently. As these technical failures shocked the public, insiders knew these problems were symptoms of a deeper crisis, a culture of cutting corners and prioritizing speed over safety. Though this next incident took things from bad to worse for Boeing. On March 11th, during a 787-9's flight from Sydney to Auckland, something went horribly wrong. The plane suddenly began to drop. As it dived directly down, passengers were tossed out of their seats and thrown around the cabin. One passenger who was napping awoke and saw the passenger next to him on the ceiling. His back is on the ceiling and he's up in the air. And then he drops down and hits his head on the armrest. The whole plane is screaming. Somehow, during the flight, the captain's seat moved on its own due to a technical issue. This somehow caused the autopilot to fail and the plane plunged downwards. The pilots quickly wrestled back control and the plane was able to safely land, but about 50 passengers were injured. But possibly the most unexpected incident was the Boeing Starliner. After years of delays, on June 5th, the Starliner launched its first crew to the International Space Station. But during the flight, NASA's engineers noticed something was wrong. The thrusters were overheating. The controllers around them then began to bulge and shed material. The thrusters were malfunctioning and wouldn't propel the craft as they should. The astronauts, Sunita Williams and Barry Wilmore, were miraculously able to arrive at the ISS. But NASA, for obvious reasons, deemed the Starliner too unsafe and reliable to retrieve them. With no way back, a mission that was supposed to last a week could now potentially last a year. Thankfully, a SpaceX shuttle was sent to retrieve the two astronauts a month later. But how did all of these safety incidents happen, and in such a short time span? What the hell is going on with Boeing? During this time, two Boeing workers were battling the company and bringing its negligence into the spotlight. In 2019, John Barnett and Ed Pearson came forward as whistleblowers, and soon all these incidents began to line up. Pearson was previously a senior manager at Boeing 737 MAX production plant. But around 2017, Pearson began to notice something was terribly wrong. The problem is leadership, or lack thereof, and the pressure to get airplanes out the door is greater than doing the job right. many of the workers were fatigued, purely focused on output instead of quality. He described the plant as chaotic. We were having hundreds of people doing out-of-sequence work, and we had tests that were being performed that were not being passed properly. It was so bad in 2018 that we didn't have engines on many of the planes, and so they put these big concrete blocks on the engine pylon so the plane wouldn't tip. Kind of an important part of the plane, right? This is not how planes should be built. But when he brought this up to his superiors, nothing was done. He was ignored. He was watching a disaster unfold, and there was nothing he could do. And two 737 MAX airplanes had already crashed in the past year. Enough was enough. On December 11, 2019, Pearson testified before Congress, illuminating the unsafe environment Boeing had created.
I believe production problems at the Renton factory may have contributed to these two tragic crashes, but I don't believe our regulators are paying enough attention to that factory, and I'm calling for further investigation. I formally warned Boeing leadership in writing on multiple occasions, specifically once before the Lion Air crash and again before the Ethiopian Airlines crash, about potential airplane risk due to the unstable operating environment within the factory.
All of this took place, someone else was also battling Boeing. John Barnett had noticed similar details to Pearson, but he also brought some new things to light. According to Barnett, the workers were under so much pressure to meet deadlines that they were deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircraft. He also found faults in the oxygen systems. The 787 showed a failure rate of 25%, meaning that 1 in 4 could fail to deploy in a real-life emergency. In some cases, parts were even used from scrap bins to keep planes on track. But just like Pearson, when Barnett brought these issues to light, his managers did nothing. Barnett decided he couldn't sit by. He raised these issues with the Federal Aviation Administration, or the FAA. But when he did, Boeing ignored or downplayed his concerns. Not only that, Boeing retaliated. Allegedly, they denigrated his character and hampered his career after he brought these issues to light. So he retired and began a long legal campaign against Boeing. With no other option, Barnett filed a lawsuit against the company and made his findings public, as well as his worries of retaliation from Boeing. You may have noticed that these whistleblowers came forward in 2019, but all of these incidents occurred in 2024. Despite the hard work of these two brave men, nothing had changed. The 2024 Alaska Airlines incident brought both whistleblowers back into the spotlight. In 2024, Pearson stated that they made very superficial changes that they made a big deal of. They made a giant deal of hiring a safety officer. They wanted to deflect attention away. Yet, amidst all of these hearings, something horrible happened. In March of 2024, Barnett was scheduled to testify in his lawsuit. But to the surprise of his lawyers, he didn't appear. Barnett was found dead in his truck in the hotel car park. The cause of death was a gunshot, which according to authorities, appeared self-inflicted. Though you have to agree, this death seems awfully well-timed for the airline manufacturer. Not to mention, Barnett was already worried about Boeing retaliating. A close friend of his said, Barnett was worried about retaliation from Boeing. He had told his family, if anything happens to me, it's not suicide. This caused an outcry, with many accusing Boeing of assassination. Boeing was no longer just seen as negligent, they were seen as evil, as a tyrant. Pressure for change at Boeing was at an all-time high. The work of Pearson and Barnett has brought about multiple investigations into Boeing. Firstly, the FAA. They had investigated Boeing since the 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and in 2019, but now they heightened their focus on Boeing. After the Alaska Airlines door incident in 2024, the FAA grounded all 737 MAX 9s and launched a full audit of Boeing's safety protocols, and what they found was shocking. Engineers working under immense pressure to meet tight deadlines had resorted to using kitchen dish soap as lubricant for critical plane doors. Not only that, they found missing bolts on critical systems. Though the FAA isn't blameless in all of this either. They had a responsibility to ensure the safety of these planes. But when Pearson first went to the FAA about his findings, he said they weren't interested in talking to him. There was also a serious lack of presence at the Boeing 737 MAX factory, a total of 5 employees, despite their headquarters being 20 minutes away. That's not enough to even monitor the restaurant operations at the site. But now, the FAA has placed safety inspectors all throughout Boeing's factories. They have also suspended the company from delivering planes until they fixed many of their issues. But that's not all. Simultaneously, the US Department of Justice launched a criminal investigation into Boeing. They suspected Boeing of criminal activity, and they were unfortunately correct in their assumption. Their findings showed that Boeing intentionally misled the FAA about the 737 MAX Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, or MCAS. Boeing concealed crucial changes to how it functioned and deliberately withheld information to avoid stricter safety scrutiny and additional pilot training, all so Boeing could sell their planes faster. This confirmed Barnett's earlier claims. The Department of Justice charged Boeing with fraud conspiracy. The misleading statements, half-truths, and omissions communicated by Boeing employees to the FAA impeded the government's ability to ensure the safety of the flying public. Boeing admitted to deceiving regulators and was forced to pay a $2.5 billion settlement. The many problems within Boeing have come from their leadership. Pearson stated that the leadership doesn't get down there and get involved with the people that are building their products. Pearson also found that leadership would publicly shame team members in front of their team, making it hard for team members to bring up any concerns. In the aftermath of Boeing's many disasters, some of its leaders are leaving the company. The CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, the CEO of the entire Boeing company, and the chairman of the board have all stated that they are stepping down. The CEO, Dave Calhoun, despite leading the company from one disaster into another after compromising profits over safety, will likely receive a massive bonus of $45.5 million, depending on the company's performance after he leaves. Not to mention, in 2023, he also received $32.8 million in compensation, which is 45% more than 2022. Despite this, Boeing's many workers, who are the lifeblood of the company, have been underpaid for years. The union asked for a raise of 40% for workers, but Boeing only offered 25% over 4 years. Not only that, Boeing had removed pension plans from previous contracts and refused to restore them. Employees were fed up, and there was a severe dichotomy between Boeing's overpaid leadership and the workers on the ground. Enough was enough. So, in September of 2024, over 96% of the union voted for a strike, an unbelievable unanimous decision. 33,000 members of Boeing's workforce went on strike, rejecting the contract. Boeing's production was brought to a grinding halt. Boeing then remedied the contract to a 30% raise, calling it their best and final offer. Despite this, the strike still continues as of October 7th, 2024. Have you noticed a quality upgrade on the channel over the past few months? One of the biggest changes we've made is minimizing the stock footage within videos. We've been leaning into using motion graphics, 3D effects, and custom AI footage, which brings me to the sponsor of today's video, NVIDIA AI. NVIDIA AI is already the leading AI video creation platform with over 25 million users worldwide. But their new update, V3, is about to take things to the next level. Think DALL-E, but for video. OpenAI has been teasing such a product, Sora, for several months, but there's still no launch in sight. NVIDIA AI V3, on the other hand, is coming out in just a few weeks, and V3 will come with full generative capabilities, meaning you can create anything you want from scratch. Want a video of a diver exploring the Mariana Trench and finding massive structures and deep sea creatures? Done. Want to clone your voice for the narration? Simply enter "use my voice" in the command box and done. Welcome to the world of endless possibilities. You bring the idea and NVIDIA puts you in the director's seat to bring it to life with simple text prompts. If you haven't checked out NVIDIA AI's current version already, go check it out right now, even just to mess around for free, with paid plans starting at just $20 per month. Just go to my link in the description and use my code to get 2x the number of video generation credits in your first month. Thank you to NVIDIA for sponsoring this video. Boeing has fallen from grace in a dramatic way, but it wasn't always like this. Boeing used to be the dream job for aerospace engineers, like myself actually. great wages, benefits, and stability, leading to the phrase, "If it ain't Boeing, I ain't going." Some time ago, the company was headed by Thornton Wilson, a great leader but also an engineer who understood the groundwork. His vision brought Boeing incredible success, including the creation of the 747. Wilson led for 18 years, but in 1986, he was replaced by Frank Schrantz, an accountant. This marked a slow, gradual change in Boeing, from engineered precision and safety to profit. All of this was thrown into overdrive after their merger with McDonnell Douglas in 1997, but that's a whole other story. What's clear today is that for the first time in many years, Boeing is no longer the king of the industry. Ironically, in pursuit of shareholders, their shares have fallen by $200 billion in value, or by 65%. Amidst all of their 2024 failures, Airbus not only matched them in total market cap, but well surpassed them, a change which is well deserved. Speaking of change, someone else has stepped up to lead Boeing. In August of 2024, a new CEO was appointed, Robert Ortberg. Not an accountant or businessman, but an engineer and aerospace industry veteran. Perhaps Robert can save Boeing from itself and be the savior they so desperately need, but only time will tell. If you're interested in deeper dives, interviews with insiders, and exclusive tech analysis, you can sign up to our free weekly newsletter. Link is below. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.